Message number 4. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall be shown mercy and receive mercy. Roman numeral number 1. I will have mercy on whomever I will have mercy. So then, it is not of him who wills, nor of him who runs, but of God who shows mercy. A. Mercy is the most far-reaching of God's attributes, going further than his grace and love. Matthew 9:13. I desire mercy and not sacrifice, for I did not come to call the righteous, but sinners. 1. According to our natural condition, we were far removed from God, totally unworthy of his grace. We were eligible only to receive his mercy. Ephesians 2:4. But God, being rich in mercy, because of his great love with which he loved us. 2. Our disobedience affords God's mercy an opportunity, and God's mercy brings us to salvation. B. Our concept is that the one who wills will gain what he wills to obtain, and that the one who runs will gain what he runs after. 1. If this were the case, God's selection would be according to our effort and labor. 2. On the contrary, God's selection is of God who shows mercy. We do not need to will or to run, for God has mercy on us. 3. If we know God's mercy, we will neither trust in our effort nor be disappointed by our failures. The hope for our wretched condition is in God's mercy. C. If we would serve God in his New Testament economy, we need to know that it is wholly a matter of God's sovereign mercy. Romans 9:15. For to Moses he says, I will have mercy on whomever I will have mercy, and I will have compassion on whomever I will have compassion. 1. If we know God's sovereignty, we will thank him for his mercy. A. The expression sovereign mercy means that God's mercy is absolutely a matter of God's sovereignty. B. Being a vessel of mercy is not the result of our choice. It originates with God's sovereignty. Romans 9:18. So then he has mercy on whom he wills, and he hardens whom he wills. 23. In order that he might make known the riches of his glory upon vessels of mercy, which he had before prepared unto glory. C. God's mercy is in his sovereignty. The only thing we can say to explain God's mercy to us is that in his sovereignty, he has chosen to be merciful to us. 2. In God's sovereign mercy, our hearts are inclined towards him. Because of his mercy to us, we seek him day by day. 3. The more we set that everything related to us is a matter of God's mercy, the more we will bear our responsibility before the Lord. However, even our willingness to bear responsibility is of God's mercy. 4. Because of God's mercy, we responded to his gospel when others did not. We received a word about Christ's life when others refused to receive it. And we took the way of the Lord's recovery when others drew back from taking this way. 5. Regarding his recovery, God has mercy on whom he will have mercy.
D. Romans 9 reveals the principle that everything depends on God's mercy. 1. The Apostle Paul applies this principle to the Israelites, showing us that everything that happened to them was of God's mercy. 2. There must be at least one time when we see God's mercy and definitely touch his mercy. A. Concerning this matter, our eyes need to be open to see that everything depends on God's mercy. B. Whether we see this all at once or we realize it through a process, the minute we touch this matter, we touch not a feeling but a fact. This fact is that everything depends on God's mercy. E. Let us therefore come forward with boldness to the throne of grace that we may receive mercy and find grace for timely help. Chapter 2:17. Hence he should have been made like his brothers in all things that he might become a merciful and faithful high priest in the things pertaining to God, to make propitiation for the sins of the people. 1. Both God's mercy and his grace are the expression of his love. 2. When we are in a pitiful condition, first, his mercy reaches us and brings us into a state where God is able to favor us with his grace. 3. God's mercy and grace are always available to us. However, we need to receive and find them by exercising our spirit to come forward to the throne of grace. F. In his sovereignty, God the Father has had mercy on us. Therefore, we must praise and worship him for his sovereign mercy. 1. Father, we enjoy thy mercy, ever fresh and ever new. Every morning shed upon us, it refreshes as the dew. How we taste it, giving thee the praise due. Hymn number 26, stanza 5. 2. Father, thy mercy with thy love and grace, thee we obtain, and in thy mercy with thee face mercy, with thee face to face, we will ever remain, and for thy mercy we will worship thee through all our days and through eternity. Hymns 20, number 25, stanza 3.